السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ. اشہد ان لا الہ الا اللہ وحدہ لا شریک لہ واشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله اما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
الرحیم. اللہ تعالی کی حضور سیز دیٹ ون ایٹریبیوٹ آف اللہ المائٹی از الولی. انڈر دس اے ورڈ اٹ از ریٹن ان دا ڈکشنریز دیٹ دس از ون آف دی ایٹریبیوٹس آف اللہ المائٹی وچ مینس ہیلپر. And some have given the translation as that being who in respect to the whole universe and to the whole creation, the one who conducts all the affairs and which is the means of sustenance of the whole world. And this is one of the attributes of Allah Almighty is Al-Wali. That means who is the owner of everything and proprietor of everything and has full control over everything. Ibn Asir says that the right of vilayat is tadbir, the administration and the power and the ability to perform. And in that person in which all these things are not put together, in that case the word wali will not be applicable to that being. This is written in Lisanul Arab. And then the meaning of al-wali is the friend, the helper. Ibn al-Arabi, according to him, that lover who is going to follow. Allah Almighty says, Allahu waliyul lazina amanu. This is in Surah Bakra. Abu Ishaq says that regarding this verse, that Allah Almighty, regarding the needs and establishment of arguments for them, is helper to the believers, because it is He who, according to their faith, increases them in faith. As Allah Almighty Himself says, وَالَّذِينَ اَهْتَدَوْا زَادَهُمْ هُدَى هُدًى. And He is the helper against the disbelievers, in this way that on their statements He is going to give them the victory over them. The part of the verse which I just mentioned in Surah Al-Baqarah, the complete verse is like that. Allahu waliyul lazina amanu yukhrijuhum min az-zulumati ilan-nur wal lazina kafaru أولياؤهم الطاغوت يخرجونهم من النور إلى الظلمات أولئك أصحاب النار هم فيها خالدون. That Allah Almighty is the friend of those people who believed. He takes them out of darkness to light, and those people who disbelieved, their friends are Satan. They take them from light to darkness, and these are the people who are the people of fire, and they are going to stay there for a very long time. So the fact is that as Allah Almighty has mentioned, that Allah Almighty is the friend, becomes the friends of those people who believe. That is to say that such belief in which there is no mixture of the worldly love, after believing, they in search of the light of Allah Almighty, they always move towards getting more and more light. And then Allah Almighty bestows upon them the successes. The meaning of taking from darkness to light is that that spiritual and physical weaknesses, then they progress towards in spirituality and physical progress is the meaning of this. So Allah Almighty is making the announcement that those who believe, Allah Almighty, all these people individually and also collectively, as a community, they will be given successes spiritually and material progresses will be given to them. And Allah Almighty will deliver them from anxieties and worries. But the condition for that is to believe and to make progress in that. And this progress, it can be acquired by reading the commandments of Allah Almighty and understanding them, and also to comply with that. And those who try to act upon these commandments of Allah Almighty, Allah Almighty becomes their friend. No opponent, no enemy, no worldly government cannot finish with these people, cannot destroy these people. But this point should be taken very clearly here. It should be explained that Allah Almighty says that there are times of difficulties for the believers. They do come. Difficulties do also come in their way. They, from the lives and wealth and the progeny, the loss of that, they have to suffer some time. If all these things are there, then to say that from the material difficulties they are taken out, what is the meaning of that? This can be understood from the, when the people are taken from darkness to light, that in spirituality they make progress. The believers, they make progress in that. And Allah Almighty is becomes their friend, and He gives them the progress in matters of spirituality. Continuously He grants that. And then in the hereafter, as He has promised, they are going to be given full reward. But this should also be remembered, that the believers, when they have a firm faith in Allah Almighty, then He does not even take care of His own personal benefit, and personal worries are not the only thing He is in His sight, but He also looks at the collective problems of the community. No doubt a believer, sometime on a personal basis, some physical and some material and some financial difficulties are there, but sometime he has to suffer some losses as well, no doubt. But these individual losses, in most cases, if they are being suffered for the sake of religion, then they result in the progress of the community. Islam in the early stages, in during the period of Mecca, when they were not able to freely preach the message of Islam in the beginning, and they were under very much suppression at that time, being suppressed very hard. In those days, the sacrifices offered by the Muslims, Were those sacrifices? They were wasted away and fruitless. Those Muslims who were targeted, were they without any benefit? No, not at all. Those people, even at that time, when they were only a handful of Muslims, each and every sacrifice that they gave, that became the result of strengthening their faith. And along with that, the progress of the community was the result. The belief was not stopped. And people continued to join Islam. And they were always increasing, making more and more progress in Islam. And because of those injustices and acts of aggression, then they had to migrate. So then, after the hijrah, the migration, more progress were opened by Allah Almighty. Numerically and financially, the Muslims continued to grow. And finally, a time came when those infidels of Mecca, who were the cruel people, they became under the control of the Muslims. Look at the history of Jamaat Ahmadiyya. Every trial and every difficulty that comes, it always becomes the means of the spiritual progress of the community. So it has become the means of advancement in financial situation. The situation in 74. Some people who went out of the country and spread over there, they could not have gone there. And those who were having a small business of their own, and those who were having a little bit of agriculture, are having some ordinary business. And many of them did not have the resources for the education of their children. If the resources were there, atmosphere was not feasible. And when they came to Europe, many children, those who are doing MSc or PhD, or they have already done it, or they have become doctors, or they are in that field. So in Pakistan, their relatives could not have got that education, or they were not attentive to that one, or the means were not available. So any Ahmadi who has come outside of Pakistan, they should make this point very clear in their mind, that while their faith, because of the faith, they had to leave their own country. So Allah Almighty changed their conditions to better and provided them affluence and better situation in financial matters, and their conditions were completely changed through the better education of their children, and that atmosphere was created. And as a community, the community has financially and numerically, it has made a lot of progress. Similarly, when individually, when the members, they progressed in education, then within the Jamaat, the standard of the secular education was also increased. So this thing, this should become, this should bring every Ahmadi closer to Allah Almighty. And it should also becomes the means of their increase in faith. And it should not be leading to any arrogance or pride or considering themselves great. Allah Almighty has shown the sign of his being friend of believers. Now we have to become his true servant, and we have to show a good example of being his true servant. And then this thing will show us more and more light. And then it would not be only the progress among those people who came outside, But because of those persecution which they suffered in 74, but even those people who remained in Pakistan, Allah Almighty blessed them. And those people whose business were attacked, and Allah Almighty blessed them in their business, in their commerce and trade. And as we have seen in the meaning of the word Wali, meaning is a friend and the helper. So anybody who has offered any sacrifice for the sake of Ahmadiyyat, Allah Almighty has given him or his progeny, and he became the true friend of them or their progeny, and then bestowed upon them the progress. And then see in 74, when the life was made very difficult for the people in Pakistan, they tried to do so. And the Khalifa of the time had to migrate from there. Then who was there who came to help the people, Ahmadis? The same friend, the same helper, Allah Almighty, who has got the full control over each and everything. He protected Hazrat Khalifatul Masih Rabe during the journey in such a way, at various stages, at various points, that no worldly friend could have ever done like that. And this thing, as it increased the faith of the members of the community, at the same time, as a result of this migration, the numerical progress of the community also took place. In numbers, they increased. And then Allah Almighty blessed them with the bounty of MTA. And through this, the Allah Almighty provided them the means of spiritual and other progress in the whole world. At one time, one voice is heard throughout the world at one time, which is a reminder for the whole world, and also to the Ahmadis. And in this verse, when Allah Almighty has mentioned along with the spiritual progress, with the worldly progress, and Allah Almighty has mentioned that those people who are the non-believers, their friends are Satan, and they take them from the light to darkness. Allah Almighty has mentioned it in principle that those do not believe in the sayings of Allah, they are the friends of Satan, and the Satan takes the people from light to darkness, and that is why those people who follow Satan, they cannot see the manifestation of lights. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he claimed and he invited the Meccans to the message of guidance, then the leaders of the Quraysh, some of them, they were very intelligent and they were counted as good people, and they used to perform certain good actions. But because of their disbelief of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they came into the temptation of Satan, came under the temptation of Satan. And then they made themselves deprived from those good things, and eventually they were destroyed. Abul Hakam, first he became the Abu Jahal, and then he died a disgraceful death, as I mentioned in my previous sermon. And until this time, till eternity, he would be called Abu Jahal. That is a father of misguidance and ignorance. His friend was Satan, who could not help him, and he continued to be drowning in darkness. And look at that Habshi slave, Bilal. He became the friend of Allah Almighty. And because of this help and friendship of Allah Almighty, till eternity, they got this position of Sayyidina Bilal, our Master Bilal, as he is used to be called. As in the time of the Promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, and those people who claimed those people who denied the Promised Messiah, although declared themselves to be great and knowledgeable, but they continued to be drowned in the darkness of ignorance. And there were some people who were just simply illiterate, or those who were doing so many, taking the bribes and very notorious. But they, when they accepted the promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, then according to the promise of Allah Almighty, they made a lot of progress in spirituality. So those people, the principle is that those people who deny the Prophet, because of their deny, they continue to steep down into the darkness. And they have the arrogance and hatred and injustice, and all these things are filled into their hearts so much that they continue to increase in their misguidance and darkness. And regarding their end, Allah Almighty says that their end is going to be very bad. In this life, they would burn into the fire of jealousy and enmity. And every step of Jamaat progress would further increase them in their hatred and rancor. And those people whose friend Allah becomes the friend, nobody is there to actually inflict any harm upon them. I come back to the dictionary meaning once again. Lisanul Arab says that some people say that meaning of waliyuhum is that Allah Almighty gives them the reward and also gives them the good reward of their pious deed that is entirely in the hand of Allah Almighty. And then the meaning is the friend, and with steadfastness, these people who obey Allah Almighty with steadfastness, that meaning is there in that meaning. The one who is chosen of Allah, the favorite of Allah, the one who becomes the recipient of the blessings of Allah Almighty on a permanent basis. And al-waliyo means I leave the details of this grammatical details. And regarding Allah Almighty, waliyul mu'mineen wa maulahum, it is right to say that he is the friend of Allah and their helper. And then they have given reference of various verses and explained this very meaning. For example, Zalika bi'annallaha maulal ladhina amanu, in Surah Muhammad, Ni'mal maula wa ni'man nasir, in Surah Anfal, it is the verse of there. And then, قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ هَادُوا إِنْ زَعَمْتُمْ أَنَّكُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ لِلَّهِ مِنْ دُونِ النَّاسِ. It is a verse from Surah Jumma. ثُمَّ رُدُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ مَوْلَاهُمُ الْحَقُّ. It is a verse from Surah Al-An'am. مَا لَهُمْ مِنْ دُونِهِ مِنْ وَالٍ. It is from Surah Ra'd. The meaning of wal is wali, that is friend. And then with reference to these verses, he has gone into some grammatical discussion. So without going into that discussion, I present these verses. The very first is from Surah Muhammad. In full verses like that, ذَلِكَ بِنَّ اللَّهَ مَوْلَى الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَأَنَّ الْكَافِرِينَ لَا مَوْلَى لَهُمْ. This is because of the fact that Allah Almighty is the friend of those who believe, and there is no friend of these non-believers. The verse before that, there is one verse in that Allah Almighty says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِن تَنْصُرُ اللَّهَ يَنْصُرْكُمْ وَيُثَبِّتْ أَقْدَامَكُمْ. That, O believers, if you are going to help Allah Almighty, then He is going to help you. And He is going to strengthen your feet and give them support. In this verse, regarding the advice is there for those people who were after the time of the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And also there was a warning that simply faith is not enough. Rather, that it is compulsory that you should give all the help to the faith of Allah. And this is something which will give you recipient of the help of Allah Almighty. Your faith will be increase, will be strengthened, and you would be called a community. And particularly at the time of the promised Messiah, when the faith is going to be revived, it is imperative upon Muslims that they should come and help the one who has been sent by Allah Almighty. If they are going to help Allah Almighty, then they would see the manifestation of divine help. And those who are not going to believe, and those who denied the previous prophets, then their fate will be like those who denied the prophets before. Today, for the Muslims, this is a point for them to consider and to contemplate. I have mentioned it repeatedly before, that the promise of Allah Almighty is there for the help and succor. Allah Almighty's promise is that He is going to take the people to the light. But despite they call themselves Muslims, but in the newspapers, the writers, the column writers, they say that we are progressing towards the weakness of faith. From the light, we are moving to darkness. Materially, instead of progress, we are going down the drain. What vice is there which is not present? These people, they write themselves that what vice is there which is not present in us? So somewhere, definitely, we have displeased that God who is the friend of believers. This is time for them to reflect. They have to create the light of faith in their hearts, and they should come forward for the help of the faith of Allah. They should recognize the leader, Imam of the age, and then they should convey the salam of the Holy Prophet ﷺ to that one. And just to become adamant on this point, that the door of prophethood has been closed and no prophet now can come. This is not wisdom at all. The previous saintly scholars, look at their statements and ponder over them carefully. Reflect upon them. What do they say? Only the ulama of today, those are who the so-called ulama, they should not simply blindly following them. Look at the old scholars, Hazrat Mohyuddin Ibn Arabi. They are mentioned in our literature, and we always present their references. Rather, in their own books, it is written there. Hazrat Mohyuddin Ibn Arabi, he says, that prophethood, that prophethood which finished with the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that is the prophethood with the new law, and not the status of prophet. So therefore, there is no such Sharia can possibly come which can abrogate the Sharia of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And this is the true meaning of the statement of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that Risalat and Nabuwat, these two things have been finished. That after me, there cannot be any such prophet who can bring any Sharia against my Sharia or different than my Sharia. Yes, he is such a prophet come who is subservient and obedient to my law and Sharia. And after that, after me, there is no such prophet can come who can bring a new law and who is going to invite the people to his own Sharia. So this is the meaning of the Khatm-e-Nubuwat, and this is the true meaning of the, otherwise the status of prophethood has not been completed. It is in Futuhat-e-Makkiyah, Volume 2. And then there is another statement which I would like to mention, that the prophethood has not been raised completely. That is why we said that only the prophethood with new law has been completed. This is the meaning of La Nabi Abadi. So we have found that then the statement of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, La Nabi Abadi, is in this meaning, that after me there will be nobody who is going to bring a new law. Because after the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, now there is no prophet. This is just like that, as the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has said, that when this Kaisar is going to die, then there is no Kaisar after him. And when this Kisra is going to die after him, there is no other Kisra. Hazrat Imam Sharani, he says, that Waqaluhu Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, La Nabi Abadi, the meaning of that is that there is no law-bearing prophet after me. That after the This statement of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that there is no prophet after me and no messenger, it means that there is no such prophet who is going to bring a new law. This Al-Yawaqit wal-Jawahir, it is in his book that is written there, Huzur has quoted from there. And then Hazrat Mullah Ali Qari, he writes in Mawzu'at-e-Kirvi, in 58-59 page, that I say that the statement of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that if my son Ibrahim would have lived on, then he would be a prophet. And if Hazrat Umar, they would have followed the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this is not against the statement of Khatam al-Nabiyyin, because the meaning of that is that after the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there cannot be any prophet who is going to abrogate the Sharia of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in any way, and he is not one of the Ummah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hazrat Aisha radhiyallahu ta'ala anha says, "Qulu innahu khatamul anbiya'i wa la taqulu la nabiyya ba'da." That you do say that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is khatamul nabiyyin, but never ever say that there is no prophet after him. It is in Durr-e Mansur. So according to these references, it is quite clear, it is fully established that our ancestors did not have that belief which is the belief of the present day ulama. They think over the verses of the Quran and on these references which I have presented, everything has been made very clear, just like the full daylight. And then they should ponder over this point, that how can Allah Almighty give respite to such a person who attributes something wrong to Allah Almighty and presents the revelation, and then he claims that I have received this from Allah Almighty. What we see here is totally the opposite, opposite to this one. That we see that Hazrat Masih Maud makes the claim that he has been come from Allah Almighty, and helps of Allah descends upon him repeatedly. And we see the very glaring proof and signs of Allah Almighty being his friend and helper. Allah Almighty said to him once, "Wallahu waliyuka wa huwa rabbuka," that Allah Almighty is he is going to take care of you, and he is going to take you all the nourishment and support. And the one revelation in 1883, it is mentioned, Allah Almighty said to Allah, "Inna awliya Allah la khawfun alayhim wa lahum yahzanun." Beware that definitely those people who are close to Allah Almighty, there is no fear and no grief will come over those people. And apart from that, there are so many other revelations dealing with the same subject, describing the same subject. Regarding the false claimant of prophethood, Allah Almighty says, "Law takawwala alayna ba'd al-aqawil la khazna minhu bil yameen." And if there are some people, they would attribute some lie to us, then we would catch hold of him. We could have caught hold of him with our right hand. And Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, after mentioning his revelation, 25-26 years he lived. And not only he lived, but he saw the progress of the community. And not only that much, there were so many other revelations which Allah Almighty gave to him, and they were fulfilled magnificently, and they were shown to the promised Messiah. And on countless occasions, Allah Almighty gave the proof that he is the helper, he is the friend. And this is such a proof which even a blind person can see. Allah Almighty told him that I am with you, and until today we are seeing that I am with you and with your beloved ones, and we are seeing the fulfillment of this until today, and inshallah we will continue to see that in future. Allah Almighty told him that your message, your preaching will be conveyed to the end of the earth. This is different from that I will cause thy message to reach the end of the earth. Your message, your invitation will be conveyed to the end of the world. This was in 1886. At that time, what was the condition of Qadian? There was no modes of communication available. No means of communication was there. no facilities of journey or communication was available. People used to go on foot to get a carriage, and it used to be a small village, and nobody hardly knew about that. And from that village, he made a claim. And people would have been laughing at his claim at that time. And now we see that your message, your invitation has actually reached to the corners of the earth. Those who object, the objectors, they may say that what's a great thing in that? That we are also, through our websites or through our own television channels, we are also programs which are against Islam or whatever message they convey or which are against the community, we are also conveying these messages. So if the message has reached through MTA, that is not something great. But the point worth considering is that whether regarding these means and with these facilities, before they were before their beginning, before their availability, did anybody claim that I am going to convey your invitation or your message to the far end of the earth? Was there such a claim made before these means were there? Or 100 years ago, even at this time, a few months ago, somebody could have said that I am going to convey your work to the far end of the world. If there is somebody who would like to make a claim like that, then he should come forward openly and he should say that this is what Allah Almighty revealed to me, this is the message, you convey this message through website or through television channels and I'm going to help you. But nobody can make such a claim and cannot come forward like that. Apart from that, it's very easy to criticize. And the present day ulama, they are always doing like that, and whatever criticism comes to their mind, they speak it out. Actually, this is the fire of jealousy which they cannot tolerate, and this is because of that this enmity is increasing. And when they see the community progressing, these are actually burning inside, and this is the fire of jealousy. Regarding that, Allah Almighty has already mentioned that these people are going from light to darkness. Whenever there would be a claim of the one who has been sent by Allah Almighty, the opponents will always be there. And then these opponents, even if they had some intellect before, some wisdom before, but because of the opposition, that would be taken away from them, and they would be completely lost in darkness. And then they would become the people of fire. Allah Almighty, have mercy upon them and give them the wisdom. Allah Almighty is our friend. He is our helper. At each and every step, He is going to give us the proof of His helper and our friend and guardian over us. By the grace of Allah, continuously He is going to bless us with these manifestations of these things, and He is showing that thing at each and every step. Allah Almighty, enable us to discharge Allah, the rights of Allah Almighty and the people to the best of our ability, so that we could continue get the blessings of Allah Almighty, who has given us this assurance that Allah is, that know it for certain that Allah Almighty is your friend, He is your wali. And what a wonderful, beautiful wali is that, and how wonderful He is as a helper. So after that, after Juma, I am going to lead the janaza prayer after the Jummah. I am going to announce about that. The first one is Zulfikar Mansoor Sahib, who was some mischief mongers. They killed him on 11th of October. They killed him 1 month before his martyrdom. He was kidnapped when he was coming out of his house, and they asked for some payment. It was a huge amount, and continued, they contacted them, and the money was being arranged. But one day, they came to know that they took him, and the dead body of this person was in jungle, in outside. And as you turn so many people into Qadiani, so we are not going to leave him alone. And he was tortured, and his face was damaged very mercilessly. He was fired in his eye, and he was very active khadim, very honest person. He was Naib Qaid Khudam Ul Ahmadiyya. He was serving in that capacity. Before that, one of his uncle, Abbas Ahmad Sahib, he was martyred in 2008. And another uncle, Khalid Rashid Sahib, was also martyred in this year. Munshi Abdul Karim Sahib Batalvi, Sahabi of the Masih Maud Ulai Salaam Swam, he was great grandson of that. He has his old mother, wife, and two children, one son and daughter. Allah Almighty give them strength to bear this loss and also elevate the ranks of this martyr. Secondly, from Egypt, a member of the community, Muhammad Ashwa, on 14th of October, he has passed away. Inna lillahi wa inna ilaihi rajiun. He was a Syrian Ahmadi and a very exemplary Ahmadi. He was he had great love and devotion for Khilafat and the Khulafa. He was a very pious man, very dedicated person. Whenever he was asked to do something, he did it with great responsibility. He had great love with the promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam. He used to become emotional by simply this name being mentioned to him. He got the degree of LLB, and he was a very experienced lawyer. How he did the bath, becoming the member, Nasir al-Bani, great scholar, who was a great opponent of Ahmadiyyat and a great scholar of Hadith, and he was well known in Arab world. He started meeting him and asked him about the beliefs of the Ahmadiyyat. So then he mentioned, referring to one incident, that once a Christian missionary, before an Ahmadi, he became helpless and he surrendered before an Ahmadi. And this statement of Ahmadi actually broke the cross. And then he said that we can say to these Christians to shut their mouths that he has died. But when he was asked, actually has he died, he said no. He said that then I am going to do bath, because the faith does not require a duplicity in belief. And then he did the bath. He became the member of National Amla. As the Muslim Maud رضي الله تعالى عنه, when he went to Syria, then he had the honor of accompanying him to Syria. He says that during this journey, in Baalbek, the old, it was an old place of worship, and when during the promised Messiah, the Muslim Maud said, and then this is a place where worship of other than Allah has been done. Everyone should offer two rakats of nafal here to worship one God. And he wanted always the argument for everything. But when it was said that if it is said by the Khalifa of the time, then this instruction is there, that is decided, no further argument or proof is required. At the time of Khilafat Rabia, the fourth caliph, there were some Ahmadis implicated. Then he followed their case, and Allah Almighty delivered them from those cases. And he was very quick-witted person. Once he was in court, when he was a youth, he was a young man, he was having his when the judge asked him are you an advocate? And there were only advocates there, and he was also wearing the dress. And then he asked the judge, are you a judge? And the judge kept quiet, but he really felt very much embarrassed. The missionaries of our Arabic desk, who have been going there for study, they have been very, very kind to them, and also to help them in improving the language, and he helped them quite a lot. Allah Almighty may raise his status and his ranks in paradise, and also continue to their Muhammad Uwais Saud, an MTA worker, and the other one who is in UK. They are the grandchildren of Shoa Sahib. And the third one is Mia Ghulam Rasool Sahib. He is of Okada. Muzaffar Khalid Sahib, our missionary in Trinidad, he is the father of that. He was a Musi. He buried in Bashti Makbara. He was son of a companion of the Promised Messiah. Elder son of the Promised Messiah. He was a man of great distinction, very helpful to the poor people, and many non-Ahmadis, they also attended his janaza, and they said that we have been rendered orphan today. Through MTA, he used to do tabligh through cassettes, and many people, they were converted to Ahmadiyya through him. Fourthly, one missionary of the Jamaat, Muzaffar Ahmed Mansoor, he has also passed away as a result of heart attack. Suddenly he died. He was 60. He worked in West Africa, in Ivory Coast, in Burkina Faso as well. He was working in Islah Urshad. He was a very hard-working person. I know him from childhood. In Atfal and Khudamul Ahmadiyya, we have worked together. He was a man, very hard-working and careful worker. Allah Almighty raise their status and give them solace to his family members. He has left behind his wife and two children. Allah Almighty keep all of them under his protection.
Alhamdulillah, nahmadu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina مَنْ يَهْدِهِ اللَّهُ فَلَا مُضِلَّ لَهُ وَمَنْ يُضْلِلْهُ فَلَا هَادِيَ لَهُ وَنَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَنَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر